good, not like some Queensland police. The people in Queensland, they like me a lot, but the Queensland police, they hunt me like a run. Rodney, run, Rodney, run, run, run. You'll trick those Brisbane coppers, cause they're dumb, dumb, dumb.
They'll get by without their Rodney pies.
So run, Rodney, run, Rodney, run, run, run.
Queensland police officers have been issued a blunt ultimatum. Take the jab within 2 weeks or face suspension without pay. The move has outraged some serving and former officers. A new police union is even being contemplated to fight the vaccine mandate.
They're trained to take orders.
Hey!
But for some, men and women in blue, forced vaccinations are something they simply can't stand for.
They're being told within 2 weeks they could be suspended without pay, which is a ridiculous overreach.
The commissioner emailing from 5 October 2021, an employee who refuses to follow the direction will be provided with 7 days to state why suspension without pay should not be implemented. Phil Nataro was an officer for more than 3 decades. He's well known within the service, having been on the union executive.
I honestly think that the police service could lose up to 10% of their members.
Serving police officers can't speak to media without approval, but they are venting their anger in closed chat groups.
Katerina Carroll, you have betrayed and failed your officers and the people of Queensland. The officer the QPS wants me to be right now is not what I signed up for. I live in a state of panic.
See, it's not about being vax or anti-vax. It's about pro-choice.
The police union is backing the QPS. As the Commissioner of Police has advised, this direction is lawful and must be followed.
The anger is white hot amongst police officers.
Jack Maguire is considering launching a competing union. His group already opposes vaccine mandates for nurses and teachers.
We are experiencing unbelievable growth at the moment of people leaving their unions and coming to join us.
Over an issue on the front line of public debate.
And Ben Murphy joins us in the studio now. And Ben, what have Queensland Police had to say on the issue?
QPS made no one available for interview today. The Commissioner issued a statement saying police are more exposed to COVID-19 than most occupations, and officers have died from the virus around the world, including 90 in the United Kingdom. Katerina Carroll says the mandate is a key part of planning for what may be a worst-case scenario.
By without their Rodney Pie. So run, Rodney, run, Rodney,